The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Filled with joy and the Spirit, when we look for real, lasting, genuine joy, then the place to go is to God's Holy Spirit. The Bible is pretty clear about the concept that the more we know about God, the deeper and more real that our joy will be. As we learn about our Creator and fill our hearts and minds with His Word, the greater the influence that the Holy Spirit will have on our lives. And the more filled with and yielded to the Spirit, the easier it will be for people around us to see the fruit of that Spirit. And the spiritual reality of our faith will include joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter, "Whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." Folks, pray often. Even when you're not alone, but are busy about your day, you can still be communicating with the Lord in your heart. Listen to Luke 18. "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what this unjust judge said." 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us to pray without ceasing. Yes, it is possible to pray all the time, be listening to and talking with God in your heart and mind all day. You've heard it said that when all else fails, read the instructions. Well, the Bible is our instruction manual. It is vital that we invest time in God's Word every day. The more you're reading it, meditating on it, memorizing it, the better your life will be. Listen to this reminder from Paul in his second letter to his son in the faith, Timothy. "But you must remain faithful to the things that you've been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they've given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Find opportunities to spend time with God's family. We have all experienced the fact of life that birds of a feather flock together. Another way of thinking about that concept is that when we spend a lot of time with someone, we become more like them. When you and I invest consistent time with God, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to and through us, we continue the process of growing in Christ, progressive sanctification. Listen to 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. "Dear friends, be on guard, then you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All glory to Him, both now and forever. Amen." That is referred to in Scripture in several places and examples. And here's a reminder of how this affects us when we spend time with other people, Christian friends specifically. Proverbs 27, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." And Hebrews 10, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." While we are growing more and more like Christ, don't be afraid to be real with those around you. Let them see Jesus. And as we do, our attitude should be similar to that of John the Baptist. Just listen to his heart as his disciples refer to people going to Christ instead of coming to him and his disciples. Find that account in John 3. "You yourselves know how plainly I told you, I am not the Messiah. I'm only here to prepare the way for him. It is the bridegroom who marries the bride, and the bridegroom's friend is simply glad to stand with him and hear his vows. Therefore, I'm filled with joy at his success. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. He has come from above and is greater than anyone else. We are of the earth and we speak of earthly things, but he has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else." Our focus should always be on Christ, getting closer to and more like him while we are pointing others to him. Friend, you will be blessed as you incorporate this spiritual trifecta into your lifestyle. 1. Pray often. 2. Read and meditate on Scripture. And 3. Fellowship with other Christians. As you set these three priorities, you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Holy One, bringing you joy in your journey.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.